outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam.
Huh? Wednesday, April 13th, folks.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Two more days for taxes, I guess,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
To file your taxes.
Did you do yours?
No, I did not do mine. I'm going to file for an extension, of course, like always.
Of course.
Yeah. It's like 3.5 months is not enough, right?
I know, right? I used to do that with my husband all the time. Like,
yeah.
He would just file it. But now I'm like, for the past 2 years, I've actually gotten them in on time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I know.
You see,
I'm on top
citizen.
Of something.
Yeah.
That's not saying much, though.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's almost mid-month, like mid-April.
Uh-huh. I know.
I know. Just, yeah. I can't even believe it.
No, it's almost summer. And
I know, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know, it's starting to smell like summer outside, you know.
And what does that smell like, Sam?
It smells like hot.
And hot has a smell.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think so, yeah.
Whatever you say. What a show yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I know, I'm still reeling from all the sex talk.
Yeah,
and everything,
you are.
You know?
Of course you are.
Yeah.
You dirty
that
man.
Was good. I know, I'm a dirty man.
Sophie was great. She was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had her in here. Okay, so I was looking at the news,
mm-hmm.
and God, my ex-husband must be having a field day
really?
With this story.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so apparently they found that aliens exist.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For the first time they found
that. For the first time, apparently. So I guess the memo that they put out dated March 22nd,
mm-hmm.
they found... The Air Force stated that there were three so-called flying saucers had been recovered in New Mexico in Roswell, you
mm-hmm.
know? And there was this whole conspiracy about Roswell years
right.
ago, like back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it's coming out now. They said that each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, mm-hmm. but only 3 feet tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. I don't know if this is... And then there's a picture, okay? If you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Yeah,
okay.
Of an alien.
Right.
Okay, give me a break.
So, I can't think that this is true.
Where are you reading this now? National Enquirer?
Right, or Star?
Yeah.
No, it's actually on Yahoo.com. Megan was telling me about it yesterday, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous. And I had to go on and see for myself.
Uh-huh.
And here it is.
There's a picture of an alien.
There's a picture of an alien.
A spaceship there? Or
and look at
saucer?
It's all glittery. And
uh-huh.
like, I just, I can't understand.
It's got to be a joke.
This has to be. Like, I don't get, I mean, do you believe in aliens?
Of course not.
Okay.
There are no aliens. Are you kidding me? There's no such thing, man.
God.
It's only us in the universe. Accept it. Get over it.
But you know what, though? Don't you think about what's on other planets? I mean, do you think, honestly, that there could be something?
No,
you really
I don't think
about that.
No, I do think about it,
okay.
but I don't think there's anything out there. I really don't. You know.
You think that we're the only life on Earth?
Yeah, there's no strong evidence. You know, not only on Earth but anywhere in the universe. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think the whole universe was created for us. What do you think of that?
Oh my God! Wow, that's egotistical. I love it. At least you admit it. But hold on, though. I mean, I can't believe that all these planets exist.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows, I don't even know. This is sad to say. I don't even remember science class how many planets exactly. But
nine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, nine planets.
Well, actually, Well, that includes the sun and everything. So it would be, well, the sun is not a planet. Why am I getting this wrong? Seven or nine? I don't
how
know.
How many? I don't there believe, I am. This is horrible. Yeah. Kids stay in school. No, I don't. So anyway, but back to the planets, though. I don't. Right. I feel like there are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's so crazy.
So where the hell are they, you know?
I don't know, but why are we the only planet that has life?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but I was right. There are nine planets.
You are? Okay, yeah. You found it. I was looking, too. Nine planets. What are they?
Right. Oh, you want me to name them now for you?
Hell yeah, I do.
What the hell is that? Do we really need that?
Yes, I need to know. I need to learn something today, Sam.
Okay.
Because you're not giving me a trivia question.
All right. Well, they're not giving it to us here. Okay. I don't know what the hell. Look, we've got Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
There you go. You see?
I won't remember it at all.
Yeah. The internet makes you so smart, doesn't it?
For like a second.
Yeah.
For like a second, and then I forget everything. I can't remember anything.
Yeah. No, but to answer your question, no, I really don't believe. You know, I mean, I think the Earth is like, there's so many things that happen just to create this perfect situation that I doubt that it happened anywhere else, you know? And, you know, I mean, the thing is that we haven't been able to prove anything. Right. So we're really just going based on faith, you know. So, you know, I mean, if you believe in aliens and you believe in anything, I guess.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
No, that's okay. But I guess you've got, you feel of it before with your husband.
Well, my ex, that's all we talked about was aliens and shapeshifters. And
that's why you. That's why you.
That's
it's
why
hard
laughing.
For you to believe.
Well, I just, to be honest, I think a lot of that stuff is out there. Right. But at the same time, like, could it be real? And I just can't understand how all these planets are created and for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the reason that they're here?
But you don't know there's no reason. We just may not know it, but... You know, yeah, I mean, okay. Astrologers will tell you there's big reasons why, you know.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe we'll have an astrologist on to tell us about that.
Yeah, we do have one that comes in sometimes.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll have her come in, Jamie.
Does she do, like, tarot cards and stuff?
I think she does that, but she also does charts, like, you know, astrological charts right on her laptop, you
Maybe
know.
Maybe so. She should do ours.
Yeah.
On air.
Yeah.
Ooh, how fun.
I'll invite her back, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
I don't believe any of that
you
shit,
don't?
But it's fun, though.
Oh, my God.
But it's fun,
But at
you
least
know?
You go with it.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, that's part of human culture, you know, all these things. So we've got to embrace it, whether it's bullshit or not.
Okay, do you believe that people can talk to the dead?
No, no, I don't believe in that either.
Okay, Sam, what do you believe in?
I believe in what is, you know, what exists.
What you can see?
What I can see, what I can sense, what I can reason, you know, logically.
But hold on. So if you think, and I'm just going to say this. What if somebody, like you can sense things, okay? So what if somebody can sense a dead person, like energy, things like that? You don't think it's true?
Well, first we have to assume that there's energy after we die, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, I do believe there's a soul and stuff. So I do believe in some of these things.
Right.
But not talking to the dead, you know, and especially people with haunting and shit like this, where they claim, oh, you know, the dishes fell off the counter or this or that. And it's like, I don't think ghosts can really touch anything. You know, I mean, that's the whole point about being dead. You're not in touch with the material world anymore. You can't affect it.
So you think they make it all up?
Yeah.
You think like ghost hunters is.
Yeah, I think a lot of these things is people make up because they need something to believe, something to think about, you know. And I just, I don't see that, you know. I really don't see that.
Right.
But maybe somebody will prove me wrong. Maybe I'll have I'll live in a haunted house once or
there
something,
we go.
You know.
I will prove you wrong.
Yeah. But so far, no. I'm just going, I don't have the time for this. I have to run a business. I have to run a family. You know? I have to make sure I don't die, you know.
I love it.
So what the hell with aliens? it's not really a priority for me.
I just think it's so funny. I wish you guys could see the picture of the alien with the spaceship.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a classic alien from the movies.
It's seriously like Close Encounters. Yeah. Did you see Close Encounters? Oh, that's exactly what it looks like. And then the saucer is a white ball on top. I'm describing it to all you listeners out there. With like silver glittery.
Yeah, like made of aluminum foil or something. Right.
Like somebody just took a bunch of glitter and just poured it all over. And that's apparently what the flying saucer looks like. It's all glittery.
Yeah.
Because they have glitter in other planets.
And they're saying that the Air Force is saying this now?
Yeah, they're saying that the. According to Mr. Hold on. In parentheses, XXX/blacked out. Informant. That's his name.
Oh, I see. Okay. And right? He's from the Air Force?
The Air Force, apparently. Really? But you know that from like 1950, this is where it dated back to.
Right.
You know, it's been around for years. It's this one of the biggest conspiracies besides JFK. Right. Oh, right. God. Do you believe in the conspiracy of JFK?
I don't know what to believe.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I'm reading a book right now, a fiction book, where they're actually describing that there was a second guy that shot Kennedy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that it was filmed and everything. So then people are trying to find the film. And
seriously?
Yeah, and not to let it out. It's a fiction book, you know, but nevertheless, yeah, they brought it up. So it's funny you just brought it up.
Have you seen the Zapruder film?
Which one?
The Zapruder film. The film of JFK when he was... It's called the Zapruder film.
No.
Because I think the guy that shot it, that was his last name, and that's why they named it. But if you ever see it, because, again, my ex would make me watch this all the time, and he was convinced that he knew. But it's actually really interesting. The way that Kennedy was shot, it looks like he goes forward and then he goes back. Mm. So it doesn't really make any sense as to... Or he goes back first and then forward. I don't even remember.
Right.
But... I don't know. Part of me is like, you know what? It doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't look like one person just did it.
Right.
It's really, really interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. But, I don't know. I mean, people that are conspiracy theorists think that there's definitely more than one, that there's no way that just one did it.
Yeah.
You know, and then they think, of course, Oswald was hired by the government to do this. And, you know, there's so many conspiracies about public figures that have gotten killed.
Yeah.
You know, like Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
And
John Lennon. Was a conspiracy too?
Yeah. Oh my.
Really?
I'm telling you, they think that all, like John Lennon, Robert Kennedy, JFK, I'm blanking out on other ones, but are all conspiracies. And all the guys that killed them all had three names. They all had a copy of Catcher in the Rye on them. Like, there's this whole... And you know what? It's like, I would sit there and I'd listen and I'd be like, okay, this is kind of interesting. But then I'm like, really? I don't know. I don't know what to believe, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's all very interesting. I don't know about the aliens, though. I still can't get over it. I just can't. I don't know. That and the whole shape-shifting of, like, Condoleezza Rice, and she's a shapeshifter. And
really?
Sam. I'm like, what? Like, Dan would be like this. He would be like, we'd be watching TV and Condoleezza Rice would be on. And he's like, doesn't she look like an alien, like a lizard? She's going to shapeshift. And he was dead serious. Like, he wasn't kidding. And I was like, I doubt she's going to shapeshift into a lizard right now.
Uh-huh.
But okay. Like, he was out of his fucking mind. I was just sitting there like, this is the man I married.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
It makes you wonder why people pursue this stuff, you know, why they believe it and they like it. I don't know. Maybe looking for a meaning in life, you know?
Yeah, he could be. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe they're just bored.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe they want somebody to blame, so...
Yeah.
You know, they blame everybody else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I find it kind of interesting, though.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it keeps your imagination going, you know, and...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, besides, what do I know, right?
What do we know, Sam?
Small person, yeah.
What do we know?
Yeah.
Where's my trivia question, Sam?
Oh, good question.
Come on.
Yeah, you see, I'm never prepared for it. Why do I do that?
Why do you not like this? We don't have to do it.
No, we can do it, but it just... I haven't really prepared.
You're like, I really don't give a shit.
No, but I know you like trivia and stuff.
I like to learn stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Since apparently I don't any other day of the week.
Right.
American Idol's on tonight.
Well, I could have asked you how many planets there are. Now you know.
Nine.
Right.
Did you want me to name them?
Very
good.
Because
I don't remember. Like Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, Mars. Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, Earth. Five.
Mercury.
Oh, Mercury.
Mars.
I said Mars.
Oh, okay. Venus. Did you
I
say
said
Venus?
Venus?
Okay. Saturn.
I said
Neptune.
Neptune.
Pluto.
Pluto.
Uranus.
Uranus. There we go. That's
did
nine.
You get, did we get
it.
Nine?
We got it.
Wow.
You together, we're a good team.
Yeah.
Alone,
go.
I would fail. I would fail miserably.
I would probably do it if I hadn't looked right now, you know?
Oh, it's right in front
no,
of
no,
you?
No, no, no. It's not
okay.
anymore, but when okay. we looked before, yeah.
Yeah, I would never. That and spelling bees. I don't know. Are you a good speller?
Yeah. Yeah, I read a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like what kind of books?
I like everything, you know, I mean, fiction, nonfiction, business books, yeah. anything that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you've seen all the books we have here in the office
yeah,
and
I
stuff.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at them.
And
though.
most of them I've, yeah, almost all of them I read. And then I've got a lot at home too.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So that's what you do with your free time.
Yeah. Yeah. Read. I'm trying to catch up on some reading. Yeah. Because there were times where
you.
I was really busy all the time.
Good for you. I love reading, too.
Yeah. But you know what I was blown away is my son tells me yesterday, he says, I wrote an essay mm-hmm. about the book My Sister's Keeper.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. And I guess they had to read it in school or something.
Uh-huh.
So he sent me the essay. I was blown away. I mean,
really?
My son's 18 years old. He wrote like... you know, like college level reading easily, if not
really?
Higher. Yeah. You would not believe the way he was writing, you know?
Aww.
And I mean, I write well too, but you never know these things are going to pass
right.
through
if
generations,
pass on, right.
you know?
But, what is, for the listeners out there, what is the sister's, what My Sister's Keeper about?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, not really.
Fantastic.
I guess there was this girl who had cancer, and then
okay.
they needed bone marrow and stuff. So,
okay. So
the parents had another child,
she could help her out.
Yeah, so they could harvest that.
Okay, I know there was a movie with Cameron Diaz.
Right.
They made that into a movie, but I didn't see
I don't know if it's that one, yeah.
I didn't see it. No, I think that it actually is.
That's
the
one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
So he got an A. Did he get an A on it?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for him.
I mean, the way he wrote, it's just, you know, not even, I mean, I'm not familiar with the story.
Right.
But he was analyzing the title of it and all that stuff, but... Just in a language that I would not believe.
Really? So what was like, how many pages was the paper here?
Like 2 or 3.
Okay, and he was just summing up the book and what it...
Like? Yeah, he was analyzing it more,
okay.
yeah. So, and I wrote back to him, I said, did you write this? Says, yep.
Look at the faith you have in your son.
I
awesome.
Know, I know.
That is fantastic. Does he want to do this? Does he want to write?
Or I don't know, but he's into music. He's a great guitar player, too. I mean,
wow.
he blows me away with that, too. You know, I've played mm-hmm. all my life, and I never got that good.
Right.
You know?
Did you teach him?
No, he's got a good teacher, though.
Oh, nice.
If you have a good teacher, then you can be
yeah.
good, you know?
Yeah, you can... Okay. But if you don't practice,
right.
it doesn't matter what kind of teacher
that's
you have.
True. That's
true.
That's why you got to love it. You know, you got to want to do it all the time.
Yeah. I took piano when I was a kid, and, you know, I didn't really love it.
Mm.
And I could have been really good if
right.
I continued.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'm pissed that I did. I mean, I could always do it again.
Right.
But I know.
But it's harder when you're older, you know.
I know.
It's not the same.
We always find a reason not to do something.
I know.
And apparently I have more important things to do, like watch American Idol than play piano.
Yeah.
Because that's more important. Well, that's awesome. So he just plays guitar? That's it?
Yeah. He okay. plays the guitar, and but he's really good. I mean, he pulls some solos on there that like,
really?
You wouldn't believe. Yeah.
Is he in the band?
No. Okay. But he will be. I'm sure.
Yeah, he's only 18.
Yeah.
And your daughter, she plays?
She plays, yeah. She sings. And,
wow.
Yeah, she goes to music school right now.
God, look at you guys.
I know.
You guys could have a little band together.
She won't get a real job.
Well, she's an artist. Why should she?
Yeah, exactly,
Come
right?
Come on, that's what we all do.
I know. I've got to embrace that. But so far, I'm like,
look at our
am I going to support her
Hold
for
on,
the rest
look
of
at
life?
Our jobs.
Yeah.
Really, we have a real job? Come in for an hour. Okay, exactly. So you're setting the example there,
yeah.
Sam.
But we have other things to do, you know?
She's your daughter, you
yeah,
know? She's your princess.
That's true. I got to support her.
Yeah, she's your princess.
Yeah.
But
they change so much when they're teens, you know. Suddenly it's like you're not as important to them anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was such a raging bitch.
Really?
Oh, my God. From like 13 to 17, I was a disaster.
Really?
I was, oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I probably could have been a lot worse. Like, I could have went out and been drinking a lot more. I drink a little bit, but, you know, drugs, things like that. But I wasn't really interested in that. All my friends were. Uh-huh. But I was a bitch to my mother.
Really?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, God bless her for living through those years with me. Seriously. Like, I told her I hated her on a daily basis.
Yeah.
She's a horrible mother. Like, I don't want her as my mother. I would say these things to my
really?
Mom.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, just because she wouldn't let me go somewhere.
Really?
And I thought it was, like, the worst thing in the world.
I know. Teens are like aliens, you know what I mean?
What? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about aliens. I don't think they're like 3 feet tall.
Okay,
like all
monsters
silver.
Then.
Was your
but
daughter
they turn
like
into
that?
Something. Well, they're different. Let's say they're different from what they used to be, you know?
Right.
And but she's mellowing out a little bit. Yeah. We had some run-ins during her teens.
Oh, God.
But now she's turning 21, and I hope she starts supporting herself soon.
Legal.
You know?
Legal to drink.
Yeah.
That's always fun. I find it weird that we get our license before we're able to drink.
Right.
I don't really.
Yeah. Well, maybe driving doesn't require as much responsibility as drinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. We're operating a what? Like, I don't even know how much cars weigh, but really? Come on. We can kill somebody with that
thing. That's true. It's a weapon.
I just don't understand. Like, I feel like we should do it the European way.
Mm.
You know? Like, drink, no drinking age.
Right.
Then we can appreciate it. We don't go
but
crazy.
The problem is that people here drink to get drunk, you know, not so much for the enjoyment of it.
Well, that's because of our society.
Yeah.
Because it's such a bad, like, we have to be 21 to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like if we grew up, like, anyone can drink, it wouldn't be this thing that kids want to do.
Because
I know when all of us turned 21, I mean, you too, I'm sure. Mm. Like, we were like, oh, we're 21, we can drink now. Like, it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
So we go nuts.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know I did for at least a little bit, and I'm not a huge drinker.
Right.
But that's, like, the thing to do. You get sloshed on your 21st birthday, you know? Like, that's the goal. How drunk can you be on your 21st birthday? If you're puking and you wake up in a bush, I think that, you know, you win.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it is. Which I have done.
You have, huh?
I have.
Yeah.
I woke up in a bush.
Wow.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that.
I don't know. I've always found when women get really drunk that it's a turnoff for me, you know?
Oh, God.
Because it's, you know, they make themselves, like, act stupid, you know? It's not sexy. It's not feminine. It's not any of these things,
what
you know?
They try, like, what women try, like, I mean, I've even done it. When we get drunk, we think that we're sexy.
Yeah.
So it is so not reality. Mm-mm. We are so not attractive.
No. It's
but
not
same
to
with
me
men.
At all, yeah.
Men do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, God.
But I don't have any vested interest in men, so I don't care. You know?
Well, they're both disasters, actually. I actually have a really funny story. I know all my friends out there have heard this a million times, but talking about drunken hookup stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a friend of mine, I had a dinner with, he's a really talented actor from New York, and we did a TV show a couple years together, and he came in, we had dinner, we were talking, just catching up and stuff, and somehow we got on horrible hookup stories, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sure you've had those, Sam. And and he was like, okay, I got one for you. He goes, a good girlfriend of mine, she was going through a really messy divorce, and she she was like, you know what, I just want to go out, I want to get drunk with my friends. Like, I just want to forget about everything. So she goes out to a bar, and she proceeds to get sloshed, okay?
Really?
She meets this guy. They're talking. You know, big, manly guy. Now, she forgets because she's so drunk. Like, she doesn't even realize that the guy's got a mullet, which should have been a sign of maybe I shouldn't take you home. But she was drunk, and so she wanted to get some. So she brings him back to her house. And they're in it, and they're fucking, and he's on the top, and she's on the bottom, and they're going at it, and they're all sweaty and hot. And all of a sudden, she has this moment where she looks up, and she's like, what the fuck am I doing? Right? So she pushes him off of her,
whoa.
And she's like, she goes, get off me. And now she's sitting up at the top of the bed, and he's now at the bottom, and he's just staring at her.
Yeah, like, what the hell
right?
is going on?
So, like, and now he's pretty drunk, too, but he's just, like, staring at her, and she's like, okay. All of a sudden, Sam, he starts flexing, and he's, like, doing this whole gun show, and he's, like, kissing his arms. He's all into it, and he's going, this, like, goes on for, like, a minute.
Really?
And she's just staring at him, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, you said get awesome. She goes, I said get off me.
Get awesome.
Oh, my my God. I was laughing so hard. I could not stop. He was dead serious. Like,
really?
But what blows my mind is that in what world does this guy think that getting awesome means to start flexing your muscles and doing this whole gun show for this woman? Yeah, because that's going to turn around. I thought it was like one of the best stories I've ever heard, and I tell that to everybody I know.
Yeah, that's pretty funny stuff, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, people do crazy things when they're drunk, you know?
Yeah. But this guy's a mess.
Yeah.
But it was I loved it. I love that story.
I remember one time when I was driving with one of my girlfriends. I mean, I was like in my 20s.
Right.
And she had gotten drunk. And then while we were driving, she opens the window and pukes right outside. And half of it went in the back seat.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, God.
I thought I was going to die, man. And I had to fucking clean it up, too.
You were so pissed.
I was pissed, man. It went everywhere. The window cracks and everything, you know?
Did you break up with her after that?
No.
I'd have been like... Bitch,
I know, but I told her, you ain't never drinking like this again, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's fucking gross, man.
I've had a friend puke in my car.
Really?
Well, it was the stupidest thing. We were in high school. We were in the McDonald's parking lot, right? And I wasn't driving. My boyfriend was driving my car because I had been drinking. And one of my friends, Amy, was sitting in the front seat, right? And she was so drunk. And we had pulled over because she's like, I'm really sick. Like, I think I'm going to puke.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting in my car. And I'm like, Amy, get out of my car if you're going to puke. Like, I don't want you puking in my car.
Right.
And she's like, okay, I will. And all of a sudden, she just pukes all over my car. Like, she wouldn't even open the door. She was that stupid drunk. I was so pissed. It was all over my car. So then we had to go clean it out because my mom would know, and then she would know that I was drinking, and that would just be, then I'd be grounded forever. But yeah, she couldn't even open. We were parked at a McDonald's parking lot. She could have just opened the door and just puked outside. No,
yeah, but
she had to puke right in my car.
Yeah.
So I know that pain.
How lovely.
I know that pain. And then I was crying, and I was like, oh, my God, my mom's going to kill me. And then my boyfriend was like, don't worry, I'll clean it up. And he was so nice, and he cleaned it all up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how disgusting.
I know. Yuck. I can't. I gag when people throw up, too. Though.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I don't know if it's the smell so much, or it's just like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they do this, when they jerk their bodies, I'm like, oh, God. It just makes me gag. I can't. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I know.
All right, where's my trivia question?
Your trivia question. Wow.
You're still...
Okay, I'll have... Well, how can I think about it if we're talking all the time?
We have so much to talk about, Sam.
Yeah.
No, I want to... I mean, I have some here, but...
I have some interesting things. I just can't think of them, you know?
Do you... Like, you're... Well, look online.
Okay.
There's tons of...
I mean, I can give you some TV trivia, but... But you probably won't remember. It was before your time. But even, you see, even though it was before your time, you got to learn up on these things, you know?
All right.
Okay.
All right, bring it. I'm open to it.
All right.
Okay.
In the 70s, there was a TV series.
Jesus, already I'm screwed.
I'm giving...
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Do you know who Raymond Burr is? He was in Perry Mason.
The big guy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. He had another series.
Oh, no.
Where he was on a wheelchair. He was a detective on a wheelchair. And he had this... Because I remembered it this morning for some reason. It came up. But you see, I'm not asking you trivia, man.
Oh, no.
You
come on. This is good. Anymore. I'm learning something. Okay, wait. His own show? He had his own show?
Yeah, he had his own show.
He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah. And he was a police detective.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How long was
and
it on for?
He had a dream. A team. A few seasons, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was on his team? Anybody I would know?
No, nobody you know,
oh,
you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Raymond Burr. He was on a 1970s TV series. I have no idea.
Okay, it's called Ironside.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No, okay,
I've
that's
never.
Why. Okay, so I'm going to start giving you trivia for more recent times.
Okay?
Okay. So you know.
All right, what would... You're never going to know this. What would the Barbie doll's measurements be if she were life-size?
Hmm.
Her bust, her waist, and her hips. What would
they
be?
If she was life-size?
If she was life-size.
Okay, so they're doing this like proportionally or something, right?
Yes, if she was life-size.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, those are three measurements. How am I going to get them right?
You can guess numbers.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do this, Sam. I know. You study women, you know.
I don't know. 34, 26, 36, 34.
Not... far off.
Yeah.
It would be 39 bust.
Wow.
Yeah, huge boobs. 21 waist, which is not real.
Right.
And 33 hips.
Wow.
God, I wish I had her body.
Yeah. But you know, I was reading up on this. There's a a series of articles on in USA Today this week about kids that grow up too fast.
Oh, really?
And they were talking about the toys and all the commercialism that the girls are exposed to, you know, like putting on makeup and, you know, there's makeup for kids now and all this stuff, you know. And, you know, the dolls wear like short skirts and things like that, you know, like so the girls are trying to be sexy at a younger age and marketers are responsible for it, you know. So. You know, so of course, you know, parents have to jump in and do whatever they want. But you got to remember that we're exposed to this culture and so are the kids, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing, you know. And
what do you feel about it, though? Like if your daughter was growing up now.
Right.
Would you have a say so in that?
Like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm a very like open minded type of a person.
Right.
You know, but I mean, if I saw her starting to get sexy at 9. Mm-hmm. I would worry, you know. I mean, they, Abercrombie and Fitch now have a padded bra for 9-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They just came out with
all
that.
All their ads are like men on top of women, all the sex. Like, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. But that's more, let's say, for teenagers and stuff. Okay, I will accept that. You
right.
know? But they're saying also that girls are maturing much faster now. You know, reaching puberty like at ages of 8 and 9.
Well, I went through puberty at 10.
Really?
Yeah. I got my period when I got a bra in 3rd grade.
Wow.
I mean, and I'm not huge. Yeah. Like, no. I'm just a B, but like, I got a bra in 3rd grade. Wow. I got my period at 10.
Uh-huh.
So, and I was before any of my friends.
Really?
Any of my friends. Wow. None of them had it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't, you know, the maturing thing, yes and no. I mean, maybe they are more so than they used to be. I don't know.
Right.
But look at these shows like Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these kids are like, and I mean kids, at like 15 years old having babies.
Wow.
Have you seen that show?
No.
Teen Mom?
No.
Okay, that's
it
another
It sounds
show,
pretty
though.
Rough, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like 15 and 16-year-olds. That are having kids.
Right.
But they're, I mean, I don't know. Like, I've seen a couple episodes, and I feel like they're showing kids that it's cool have kids.
Wow.
And a lot of these kids are really
So they're, like, glamorizing
it? In a way, yes. And,
really?
And I know that there was an article out maybe, like, a month ago about how these kids are really, like, kids nowadays are so obsessed with the show, and they want to be on Teen Mom, so they're trying to get pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, like,
wow.
It's that crazy, and I'm just, I didn't know what I was doing at that age.
Right.
Like, I didn't have sex till I was 19.
Wow.
What about you? When did you lose your virginity?
I was about 15, 16, something like that. Yeah, something around there.
Did you know what you were doing?
I think I did. Look, I mean, for 16, I think I did, you know.
For that
I'd been, because I'd been very sexual all my life, you know.
Right.
And I told you about playing doctor when I was young and all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, I would always, like, sneak in, like, porn if I found it, you know, magazines, things like that. You know,
Your
I'd always find, I'd always find things.
Nice. Good boy.
And this was like, you're talking about the 70s, you know, all they had was like black and white slides, you know.
That's so hot.
I know.
Wow, porn has come a long way.
I know. And you can imagine for a kid, you know, I mean, you're like, you've seen an erect penis or you know, a hairy vagina, which you're not used to, you know, and that, and you go, wow, my God.
You know? This is
it changes
awesome.
You forever.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So when they say that when kids are exposed to sex early on, they become sexually active more like earlier in life, I have to agree with that. You know?
Well, I mean, I was always sexual too, but I just like I played doctor and stuff, and I was obsessed with boys when I was a kid. Like, oh my God, I just wanted to. I was in love with Jimmy Blansky. He knows that too, so if he's listening. But I was obsessed with him.
Uh-huh.
And we finally dated in 6th grade. And we dated for like a week, and then he told me he hated me, and then I cried and broke up with him. And that was the extent of us dating. But he, like, I was so scared to do anything with a guy. Like, I thought I was going to be bad, and I didn't know what I was doing, and like...
Yeah.
You know, so I waited.
Yeah. What kind of upbringing did you have? I mean, were your parents pretty conservative at home?
Well, not so much. You know, my parents are, I love them, but they're so funny as far as like, they would rather have me with my boyfriend than my friends. And like my boyfriend was allowed to sleep at my house.
Really?
And yeah, like they'd rather have me do that. And I'm like, now I look back, I'm like, didn't you ever think that we were having sex? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
But my parents have been together since they were 14.
Really?
Yeah, and they've never broken up, and they're so madly in love that I think for them, that's what they know.
Right.
And they think, like, every relationship is like this. I'm like, really? No. Okay. But so they're not super conservative about
right.
it, you know?
Yeah.
My mom put me on birth control when I was 16.
Okay,
you know,
that's
for a couple
thing.
Reasons. She was like, one, to regulate my period because I wasn't getting it regularly. And then she's like, in case you're having sex. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not having sex. I was nervous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the first time I had sex, it was amazing because it was with an older guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
It was.
That doesn't happen very often.
It does not happen.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Like, honestly, it was so great because he was older. He knew what he was doing. And he was. You know, he's Puerto Rican, so he's really passionate, and it was really just beautiful, and I was like, oh my God, is this how it is all the time?
Uh-huh.
Like, I was so excited, and it was just, and I was so, and then I fell in love with him because of that, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to marry you, and he was like, hold on, sweetie.
Yeah.
You're 19.
It happens with
Settle
most
down.
Virgins.
Right? I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, we're going to be together forever, and he's like looking at me like, really? Okay, sure. This is what I do every day with different women. But yeah, mine was amazing. It was awesome.
Good for you, yeah.
Yeah, but
so you had a good start.
But a lot of my friends had sex when they were like 14.
Yeah. And yeah, what's the big deal about that? You know, I mean, usually it doesn't turn out very good. You know, nobody knows what the hell they're doing. You
well,
know?
Yeah, but you can get pregnant.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
You know.
Yeah.
That's, I just don't, I don't know. I'm very open about things, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I don't know how I'd feel if my daughter came to me and was like, yep, so I'm pregnant.
Wow.
And she's 14.
I would
know
die.
How I would do. I know.
I would die.
Like, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to help her out. I wouldn't shut the door on her, but
yeah.
I don't know.
But you know, man. You'd be stuck with it. You
know
that, right?
You, exactly.
Yeah.
I would be taking care of that
exactly.
kid every single day.
Yeah.
I know.
That's
I don't
how
know
it works
how
out.
I don't know how I would feel about it,
yeah.
to be honest. But whatever. I don't have kids, so
yeah, exactly.
Matter.
Don't worry about it.
I was talking to my dad the other day, and this is right before I came to the show. It was yesterday, I think.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, okay, Steph, just bring the swears down to one per show. I told you this. And I was yeah. like, all right, Dad, I'll try. And then he starts talking about one of our shows, and he's like, you know, I really agree with Carlton about Obama. And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to hear this. And so he gives me like 15 minutes as I'm driving here about just... I don't even remember, to be honest, because he hates Obama. He's a Republican. He's going on and on. And I said, Dad, listen, Sam said that you could come on the show, but if you come on the show and just talk about this, we're going to hang up on you because we don't want to hear it. And he was like, I can be interesting. I can talk about other things. And I was like, okay, Dad, sure. And then yeah. we start talking about guys. And I said something like, yeah, I know, you know, I just said he was asking me about just men or something in my life. And I was like, no. And then I was like, Dad, just stop. And he was like, you know, I said, he goes, do you want to get married again? And I said, yeah, I think so. Eventually I do. And he goes, well, you're running out of time. And I was like, I am 31.
That's a classic thing parents say for sure. You know,
I'm 31.
Yeah.
I'm not that old.
No.
I mean,
plus you've been married once.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal, you know?
Maybe I should just do what Sophie's doing.
Yeah.
I love that you're smiling because we both know. I'm just kidding. No, I feel like maybe that's what I should do. Never get married again and just.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Look, I say it and I keep saying that the only reason to marry someone is if you feel you want to spend the rest of your life with them.
Agreed.
You know, any other reason is not good enough. It's
yeah.
not going to work. Not for kids. Not because your family expects you to.
Right.
You know, definitely not pressure. You know, I mean, my first marriage, my parents pretty much put pressure on me. So
oh,
I
really?
Got married. But, I mean, so I got married at 27. And I had said I was not going to marry till at least 30.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah, that was for the wrong reasons. And it didn't last. You
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
And how long were you married? The first
7 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Seven-year itch, you know? It happens
oh,
every
yeah.
time.
Well, mine was only four, so. The four-year itch for me.
Yeah.
And then I was out the door. Were you... How many years of that was good for you?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. It was so long ago, you know, that I can't remember. But,
yeah.
I mean, there were good times in the beginning. But I think even getting married, going into it, I knew that it was probably not the right
really?
Decision.
Really? So, like, yeah. as you were, like, walking down the aisle. Well, you don't really
Well,
walk
that
down
time
the aisle.
I didn't think about oh, okay. it. But before and after, you know.
You're like, I just get to get laid.
Yeah, and then the family got involved and told me, no, don't do it. Stay.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, not a good thing. But, you know, we got two wonderful kids out of that, so you can't really regret
yeah, so
it,
you
know.
Can't.
You just move on, you know. And
I didn't get kids out of
and
it.
Find something
I got
else.
Shit out of it.
Yeah.
I got no money. I got nothing. I'm not bitter or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, but it's better. I think if you're not married, it's not so cool to have kids, you know, because it can hinder you in many ways.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, when... Once you have kids, it's like a whole different life, you know? I mean, it's a whole different lifestyle, you know? It's hard to find a partner and, you know, and...
Well, because they got to take all of you in.
Right.
It's not just one person,
right.
you know? And that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing. I mean, when I dated, you know, my last boyfriend and he, you know, he had two kids. Like, I had to be okay with the schedule. Now, I loved his kids, so I was okay with it. But
right.
it was still... I think for women it's a little bit different. I think they're a little
maybe
bit more
maybe it is, yeah.
Like accepting of the fact.
Right.
Cuz they're a little bit more caring and nurturing in that way, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I know. If I had to settle down with a woman with a kid, I'm like, "Fuck no, you know, not my kid."
Not my kid, not my problem. Did you ever see that video speaking up? Did you ever see that video on YouTube?
Which one?
Oh my god, drinking out of cups. We should play it sometime. It's so funny. Okay, I just said something, but that reminded me of it. This guy, he has this friend who would trip out a lot, like on acid and stuff.
Wow.
And he asked him one time, he was like, "Can I audio record you?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
And his friend was like, "Yeah, sure." So his friend tripped out and he sat in the closet and he was like recording him.
Right.
And he took his voice and he put it to this like animated lizard. And it is so funny because
really?
It makes no sense
uh-huh.
at all. But like at first when you first hear it, you're like, what is this? But it's actually really funny. But it's called Drinking Out of Cups. It's awesome. We should play it sometime.
On YouTube?
It's on YouTube, yeah.
Okay.
It's been on it for a couple years.
Wow.
But it's one of my favorite. what do I do? What do I do with
I don't
my
know.
Life?
I don't know. Did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
No, did you?
I just saw like 2 minutes of it where Kirstie Alley broke her heel, I guess,
Uh-oh.
On the show. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's not shocking. Is she still on the show?
So
though?
I guess this was the second time she screwed up. I guess last week she fell or something, right?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
She's
so here she fell too, but... Yeah,
she's a little top heavy. Wait, so hold on. So is she still on the show?
Yeah, I guess she's still on. Yeah.
Wow.
They gave her pretty good marks too, I guess.
Who got voted off?
I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing,
Jesus.
Like I told you. I can't get into this shit.
I love you, Sam.
No, I can't get into this. You know, I mean, even American Idol. You know.
I know.
It's like after a few episodes, it's like next. You know?
Well, I feel like the auditions are the best part of it.
Right, absolutely.
But then I really want to see, like, how good these people are, because
right.
I'm in awe of them. In my next life, I'm going to be a rock star, but I wish that I had, you know, a voice like that.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. And so part of me watches it because I imagine myself up there, but...
that's probably why most people watch it.
I'm sure,
you know?
Probably, because
yeah,
everybody
so
wants
popular.
To be a rock star, you know?
Yeah.
I do, but yeah, I don't know. Now I need to see who wins.
Right.
It is boring though. Like
yeah.
week after week, it's just kind of.
I know.
It's kind of the same, you
yeah.
know. My thing is this. I had a talk the other day. Not that you really care, but I'm going to tell you anyway, Sam.
Okay, thank you. Thoughtful of you.
I know. I'm so nice. I was talking to who was I talking to? A friend of mine about this, and they were like, you know, American Idol is just. Like, it's so stupid. Like, it doesn't really help these kids out, you know? Mm. And I was like, no, I agree. I feel like American Idol should really celebrate each individual as an artist.
Mm.
Like, they make them sing, like, Scotty McCreery is a guy on there, and he's a country
right.
singer.
Yeah.
Okay?
And he sings everything the same, right?
He sings everything the same. But I, honestly, though, he's so good
yeah.
at being a country. Like, he's
right.
going to have a career.
Right.
But it's like, why not celebrate and really... That's the word I'm looking for. Just really hone into his craft and do songs that really stretch him in his genre
right.
every week.
Right.
Then all these kids could really grow as
That's
artists.
That's true, because you don't need a lot of different styles when you're a singer. You know, it's enough that you have one style.
To be honest,
yeah.
you're not going to see Whitney Houston singing a country song.
Right.
Like, she's amazing, and
right.
she can, but the fact is that that's not her.
Right.
So why doesn't American Idol, like, just hone in on find everybody's strength as right. artists and have them sing those songs and have them grow, stretch them in their genre.
Right.
And see them grow as artists.
That makes sense.
I'm a genius.
Yes, you are.
See?
God damn it, man. I didn't even know. I didn't
you
even know.
You had no idea. You're sitting across from a genius.
There you go.
Wow, I think I should call up Simon Fuller. What's his name? Simon Fuller, right?
Yeah.
The creator?
The producer.
Dude, you all can steal that too out there, all you listeners. You can call in and just give me credit.
Did you hear about the new show that's coming up called The Voice?
Yes, with Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
It's such an American Idol, right?
But except the judges don't get to see the contestants, so they only get to hear them.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So they only judge based on their voice, not on their performance.
Not on their look?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little... Okay, so then what? Then they just... It's just like the same thing like American Idol, but
I
they
think
just...
so, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sounds pretty interesting, yeah.
So they just turn their chairs and listen to them? Is that,
I guess
is that what
so.
Happens?
I don't know.
Who comes up with this shit? Sam, we could come up with a show and sell it. That
I know.
Would be better than that.
I know.
We should.
Yeah.
We should, or, you know.
But you know what? Everybody's got an idea, you know? It's like assholes. Everybody's got one.
I know, but who really follows through with it?
Yeah.
I invented something.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
What?
I can't tell you
oh,
yet.
I see.
I really did, though. I went to a patent lawyer to go get a patent on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. So I
really?
Can't tell you until I get a patent.
So, I mean, are you going to pursue it or
yeah.
what? Really?
Yeah.
Something
I
doable?
Really am. Something easy and doable, and I could make a lot of money on it.
Wow. Then what are you waiting for?
Dude, a patent. First of all, I went to the patent lawyer. They said, they told me what I could get a patent on, because you know that there's like, there's a specific thing that you have to get a patent on, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So my thing when I went there was this Velcro thing. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but it was a Velcro thing.
Okay.
Well, they said, this is how you get the patent.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, it's like $6,000. I had to research if there was anybody else out there that had my thing.
Right.
Well, somebody does similarly, so I have to kind of add to it and change it up.
Right.
So me and my cousin, who's an engineer, he's helping me work on it.
Wow.
I know, you're impressed.
How cool.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Well, remember me once you make it big.
I'll give you one.
Throw a few bones my way.
Of course. But yeah, it's kind of exciting, but I want a business card that says actress/inventor.
Yeah.
How cool
there
is that?
There you go. We'll make one up.
Okay.
You are an inventor already.
Well,
doesn't matter if it's out there or not yet.
Yeah, but I kind of want to sell it. I mean, you could say you're an inventor,
yeah.
you know, and not sell anything. But I want to sell it. I want to do it. So, yeah. I'm working on it.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I think that's amazing. How long have you been sitting on this idea?
Just about a little over a year.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool.
You know.
Yeah.
I have the prototype. I did had a, my friend do graphic design of it.
Yeah. So it's got Velcro and stuff, huh?
That's all I can tell
you. It's not like a strap-on or anything.
Okay.
I figured it out.
No. You did it. How'd you do it, Sam? I mean, I know that I'm horny, but, you know, there are other things I can think about. No, this is something that everybody could use.
Really?
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. We'll leave it at
maybe
that.
Maybe we'll have, you know, people call in to guess what it is.
Why would we do that?
Okay,
you wouldn't admit it anyway.
You know what? I just said that. Calm down. Stop yelling at me. I love that. Why would we do that anyway? Who cares about your stupid invention?
Yeah.
I care.
So listen, the last couple minutes, why don't you tell us about your web series? Do you want to promote it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. God, thank you.
You're going
shooting.
To shoot it today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was there on set before I came here. It's actually called Rose by Any Other Name, and I play Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the second season. You can see it on the internet. We have, I think, 11 episodes from the first series, or from the first season. Jesus, what am I? I can't even talk. And now we're shooting the second one, and I play a lesbian who falls in love with a man for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like a Chasing Amy, you know, really funny and quirky and just really light and, you know, it pokes fun at, you know, different people, but
everybody,
it's a lot of fun, and we've had really good feedback. So you can check it out online. You can go to YouTube or Facebook.
Yeah.
There's a Rose Facebook page, and we...
Rose by Any Other Name,
Rose
right?
by Any Other Name,
okay.
Yeah. So...
I'm going to look it up for
you
sure.
You better.
Yeah.
I expect it tomorrow.
There's no sex on it or anything, though.
What do you think I do, porno? I hate you.
Not porno.
Well, I do hook up, but it's not, I mean...
No nudity or anything.
Well, there's a couple times that there's shirts off and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
But like bras.
Oh, I see.
Nothing too risque yet. Right. I say yet.
Yeah, plus you want it, I mean, you probably want it to be rated PG or something, right?
G. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Not G. No, I think it's like PG-13.
But yeah, I mean, if you had nudity, they wouldn't let you put it on YouTube and all that stuff.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, then
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, they don't let you do that.
But can it be PG-13?
Yeah, oh, okay. I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Look at that. Okay, now I know that.
Yeah, now you're a star.
I'm a star. Yeah, so I'm going to shoot today, and then we shoot tomorrow night, too.
But you got the title role. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's awesome. The director, the writer, Kyle Schickner, he's become one of my good friends. He's an amazing, amazing writer and director, and he's so much fun to work with. And everybody in the cast is amazing, and the crew. And it's just like really, it's like coming here and enjoying my time with you, Sam. Like, it's the best. I love it. So.
Wow. So you're a happy camper. I mean, you're doing what you want to do in your life, and that's
there
a good thing.
Yeah. And I spend my mornings with you.
There you go.
How can better than that.
Exactly. Can't top that one.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I enjoy you a great deal, so I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.